I'm Michael Hernandez. It's 6:45. Six New Mexico hospitals will be fined a portion of their Medicare payments in the coming year for having higher rates of patient injury and infections. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports hospitals on the list include Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center in Santa Fe, University of New Mexico Hospital and Presbyterian Medical Center in Albuquerque, Gallup Indian Medical Center, Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center in Alamogordo, and Northern Navajo Medical Center in Shiprock. Injury and infection rates have dropped from 2016, when some 30 hospitals in New Mexico were penalized. According to federal officials, facilities in larger metropolitan areas and those that serve higher poverty populations were cited more often than hospitals elsewhere. On the Tuesday Health Watch, in the midst of cold and flu season, you also want to guard against pneumonia. It's a common disease, more than 3 million cases a year, but easy to mistake for other medical problems. Sam Baker talked about pneumonia with Dr. Carolee Estelle, Parkland Hospital's Associate Chief of Infection Prevention.
So pneumonia is really just a lung infection, an infection of the lower part of the respiratory tract deep down in the lungs. It can be caused by bacteria, it can be caused by viruses, it can be caused by fungi, a variety of different kinds of organisms.
Do you have to have the cold or flu in order to get pneumonia, or can that develop on its own?
Both. There are situations where people will have the flu or potentially the upper respiratory tract infection, and they'll get better, and then they'll get worse all of a sudden. They'll get very high fevers, they'll start making phlegm, and they'll feel very fatigued, and that can be subsequently a bacterial pneumonia that can develop after they've had the flu. We call that a superinfection. There's also situations where influenza or viruses such as the respiratory syncytial virus, we call it RSV, can actually kind of progress and become a pneumonia in and of themselves as well. That's a little bit less common. And you can also have pneumonia, bacterial or otherwise, that is de novo. You just get pneumonia because you have bacteria that get into the lungs and they set up an infection without having a prior viral infection.
What are people referring to when they talk about walking pneumonia?
It's a term that they use because they're sort of the walking well when they have a pneumonia.
So, you know, you're not feeling well, but not enough to either go to the hospital or an urgent care or something, but
right.
You could still have it. How serious can pneumonia get?
It ranges from mild to severe infection.
Mm-hmm.
People like the walking pneumonia, able mm-hmm. to go about their business, and people who get hospitalized can even wind up in the intensive care unit on ventilatory support.
You can die from pneumonia.
Yes. In the United States, about 1 million people per year get pneumonia that requires them to go seek medical care, and about 50,000 a year actually can potentially pass from it.
But are they likely to be people who have some underlying condition?
Yes. Conditions such as asthma, COPD, heart disease, like heart
mm-hmm.
failure,
mm-hmm.
And anyone really who has an immune system that's not functioning particularly well.
What are the symptoms?
Cough, particularly a cough that brings up greenish-yellow phlegm, sometimes even bloody sputum,
mm-hmm.
and then fevers, chills. They might have night sweats, and as well as feeling very, very fatigued and tired.
Now, at what point should you seek a doctor's care?
Certainly, if you're having the fever and the cough with phlegm, I would seek out medical care.
I'm asking because some of those things,
yes,
you could say this could be anything.
The key, if you've had like a flu, to know if you have developed a pneumonia would really be that you started to feel better and then you got worse again. And the other thing is that phlegm development, that mucus bringing that up, is also quite characteristic of pneumonia.
So how do you prevent pneumonia?
First, hand hygiene. Wash your hands thoroughly and often. Is also doing things like covering your cough and your sneeze, preferably coughing into your elbow or into a tissue, and washing at home those surfaces that you touch all the time,
mm-hmm.
sort of disinfecting those. It's also important if you have chronic medical conditions like COPD and diabetes, keep those under control to keep your body as healthy as possible. And any smokers, We always advise to quit smoking. We have vaccinations for pneumonia, the Pneumovax, and Prevnar 13. Prevnar 13 can be given to children and adults. It covers 13 different serotypes. And then the Pneumovax actually can only be given to adults, but covers 23 different ones.
How often is that given out?
We advise that anyone who's aged less than 5 or older than 65, or really anyone who has a chronic medical condition, okay, get or at least consider being vaccinated against pneumonia, because those are the people who are more likely to get it, and they're the people who are more likely to have complications from it.
Dr. Carolee Estelle, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.